This is the Stay Phenomenal Podcast.
What's up, guys? It's been far too long. We missed you, and we know that you missed us. My name is Cooper.
My name's Dez.
And this is the Stay Phenomenal Podcast. Listen, guys, like I said, we've been away for far too long, but we got something that we want to talk to you guys about, and that's going to be finding your why and how to find your why and why you need to find your why.
Why?
So we've done a lot of reflecting about who it is that we are, what we're trying to accomplish here. And I feel like it's so important to not only understand who you are, but why it is that you do the things that you do. And so I think when we started Stay Phenomenal and we started the podcast, to be totally honest with you, we thought that starting a podcast would be so cool. And so that's why we did it. But I think it's evolved into much more than that. And we've really found
the message that we want to share.
Exactly.
With the world.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we want to share with you today. You know, it took a long process to figure that out. Over a year, I'd say, since our last podcast. And I know we've gotten a lot of questions about when are we going to do the next one or what happened to the podcast. So here it is. And so let's get ready, Mom. Let's get right into it, baby. So our topic today is finding your why. It doesn't have to necessarily be about business or anything like that. We pretty much just want to talk about personal, getting right mentally, in the right mindset, and just trying to figure that out for yourself, because that can ultimately lead you to a lot of positive things and a lot of opportunities down the road.
I think whether you want to find your why for maybe you're like Coop and you want to start a business from the ground up and you want to go for it and you want to go full time and you want to pursue all these things in life, you can find your why for that, or you can find your why just to help you navigate through life and what keeps you going and what your values are and what you think your purpose in life is. I think it's a big thing.
I think a lot of people get confused because at an early age, you know, they're kind of taught to do certain things to, you know, impress certain people. Your family kind of tells you to take a certain route, but some people don't want to do that and they're afraid to maybe take the leap, do something different that no one in their family has ever done before. And yeah, I think that's very important. I feel like a lot of people can relate to that, especially now with, you know, the times that we're in, COVID and all that stuff, where people are, it's really changed a lot of things for people, but I feel like it's also, made a lot of opportunities for people. Sorry. And so I think what you said about, you know, being aware and reflecting and finding your purpose is super important. I feel like you should elaborate more on that.
Oh no, honey. I just think based off what you just said, you know, like a pandemic, you know, who would have predicted we've been in a pandemic for over a year now, you know, and Texas just opened up recently and a lot of businesses, locally owned businesses, did get impacted heavily by
Hey, it's been a while, huh?
Did get impacted by the pandemic. You know, no one could have predicted this. And I think having that why would maybe help the mentality and like the mental health of these local business owners, because they shut down a lot of places, like just didn't open back up because they didn't have a plan B, you know, or they didn't have a strong enough why to want to keep trying, to want to keep going into applying for all these things that resources that were out there for them, you know?
I think also knowing your why and being aware, like I know a lot of people that were going to school, college, they didn't feel motivated. And I've kind of heard a lot of people tell me that, especially from friends, that, you know, it's kind of like, what's the point? You know, we're doing Zoom and we're doing all this stuff. So they lost the motivation, they lost the inspiration. And I think a big thing you got to focus on when trying to get that motivation back or trying to get that inspiration is surround yourself with positive people that want to go where you want to go. You know, watch good videos on YouTube, listen to good podcasts like the Stay Phenomenal podcast, things like that, you know, to keep you in the right mindset, because we're always going to have bad moments and we're always going to have good moments. Mm-hmm. But I think at the end of the day, if you make a conscious effort to maximize the amount of good moments you have in a day, you're going to win that day. And if you do that every day as best as you can, you're ultimately going to be in a good spot, I think. Mm-hmm. So going back to it, finding your why,
so finding your motivation. What do you think, Cooper, is your first step to helping someone find their why? What does finding your why mean to you?
What it looks like to me is, like I said, you got to surround yourself with like-minded, positive people that are heading where you want to go, right? It doesn't necessarily have to be an influencer or a mentor. It can be your dad, your mom, your best friend. It can be somebody
that... Your
fiance. Yeah, yeah. For those of y'all that don't know, Desiree and I got engaged. So,
this past December.
Yeah. that's a episode for another time. We'll talk more about that later. We're going to do a GoFundMe account for the wedding. But I think it's about, you know, having a good time, surrounding yourself with positive people that, like I said, are going in the right direction that you want to go. Listening to good resources, finding good resources that you can either read, listen to, watch on YouTube, things like that. But ultimately, there's people that are money motivated, family motivated. Some people want to, you know, work for a cause. That's good too. And there's nothing wrong with any of those things. It's just a matter of what lines up with your morals and your values in life. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the biggest thing right there. Mm-hmm. What lines up with your values? And that just reminds me, there's our friend, Anthony Santiago. His whole thing is all things align, right? Remember that? Mm-hmm. He even got it tattooed on his arm. And that always has stuck with me because it's so true. What I do to you, I feel like the energy that you exude out into the world,
yeah,
is going to come back. And it might come back negatively. It might come back positively, depending on what kind of energy you put out. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Yeah. I feel like that kind of ties along with manifesting.
Yeah.
You know, manifesting your goals and what you envision for yourself and things like that day to day, whether it's repeatedly writing it down in your journal to journal all day, or maybe it's doing some self-reflecting day to day, just setting like 5 minutes apart each day, just so you can self-reflect and manifest what you want and how you want your week to go, your goals to go, or like just how you want your life to go.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's also the first step to help us really figure out our why. But I'll be right back. My chicken wings are done.
So while Desiree does that, I'm going to go ahead and just kind of elaborate and kind of tell you guys what I think about self-reflecting. I'm sure you guys have heard, you know, you got to wake up and talk to yourself in the mirror and tell yourself good things like, oh, you're so beautiful. You're going to kill that interview. You know, things like that. But I honestly think that the first thing you should do when you wake up is brush your teeth. Yeah, probably. The first thing you should do is be kind to yourself. You got to tell yourself positive things. For me, it's obviously stay phenomenal. I wake up every day and I tell myself, man, you're phenomenal. Sometimes I don't feel like it, but I gotta tell myself that every single day. And that's what works for me. I don't know if it'll work for you. I don't know if you relate to that, but I know that it works for me. And you gotta find something that works for you, whether it's journaling, whether it's writing poems, poetry, whether it's cracking jokes or doing YouTube or whatever it is, reading a book, exercising, riding a bike. It's ultimately up to you to find that. You got to actively seek out that that thing that makes you feel better about yourself. And at the end of the day, that is how to find your why, I think. Mm-hmm. By doing those inner reflections every single day, telling yourself positive things every single day. You got to get into the habit of doing that. Because if you don't, if you're not actively trying to grow yourself, then I think that's the moment you start to die. Mm-hmm. The moment you stop growing is the moment you start dying. I don't remember who said that, but it totally stuck with me and it makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm. And I think once you figure that out for yourself and while you're self-reflecting, I think that's how it can tie into finding your passion and what you want to pursue. And whether it's that corporate career that you've been chasing for that degree, or maybe it's continuing school to get that degree, right? Whether it's going back to school to get that degree, or whether it's starting a business from the ground up, or maybe you're unsure. I think the first step is to jot things down to figure out what your why is. And why is that your why? Your why should motivate you every day to want to get up every single morning to do your absolute best that you can. And that's just ultimately going to lead into to help you better yourself into finding your passion and what you want to pursue by the end of the day.
Yeah. I think early on, when I started Stay Phenomenal with you, I would say we found our why pretty early. And we always tell this to everybody. It's about, we want people to feel better about themselves after leaving our presence. Mm-hmm. And that's our why. And yeah, we do custom shirts and decals and screen printing, and that's our business. And you know, that's what we do. But it gives us the ability, every time we get a new client or a new person that even asks us a question or anything like that, we're able to make them feel better and encourage them and empower them and do all that kind of stuff after they get done talking to us, after they get done calling us, after they get done dealing with anything. Yeah, interacting.
Having interactions with us.
And that's what we try to do. And I think that's what this whole goal of the podcast is.
And I think that's the value that you bring, because it's not just transaction for the business talking about Stay Phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know, it's more than that. It's the message that we're relaying to our clients, to our customers, to our day-to-day people that we meet, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's what's going to set us apart when we get bigger. Because we're not just trying to make a transaction. It's not about transactions right now. It's about growing and building those relationships to have a sturdy foundation to allow us to keep growing and growing and growing.
Of course. Yeah. I'm glad you said that, because a lot of people view, you know, starting a business, I'm a little biased because, you know, we started a business, we're in the business, we're doing the business. But if you're on the edge of, you know, how to get started, or should I even get started? It's going to cost too much money. Should I quit my job? Should I do this? Should I do that? I'll tell you right now, I recently just quit my job. Well, I shouldn't say quit. I resigned. I don't like the word quit. I resigned from my job to pursue, you know, Stay Phenomenal, the Stay Phenomenal journey full time. So that's why we're doing this podcast. We're really trying to kick it into high gear. We're getting started on TikTok, getting better on Instagram and things like that. And it just finally took something to say, you know what, it's time to go. I just got to get started. Mm-hmm. I don't care what anybody thinks about it. I don't care what my family tells me. I've had my family tell me that I should forget about doing it and just focus on getting a real job or sticking with my job or going back to school. Mm-hmm. So if you're on the edge, or you're thinking about doing something crazy,
or you're having your family members tell you the same things that we were told.
Yeah. You have to find your why. Once you find your why, everything gets a little bit easier. It doesn't get totally easy. It doesn't get less hard. It's always going to be hard.
It's going to keep you, it's going to have that light at the end of the tunnel once you have identified what your why is. Because yeah, you have your family like not slandering you, but like just constantly telling you like, you know, you should go back to school, you should do this, it's not gonna work out. But you have that why, and they don't need to know what your why is. Your why is all you. No one needs to know what your why is but you. if you choose to share it, then great, right? To make everyone aware of what your goal is and why you're doing what you're doing. But it doesn't matter what anyone thinks. As long as you know what you can do and what you can accomplish, and as long as you are able to set that time apart to like find your why and to figure out what you want to do to help find your passion and what values you bring, I think anything is possible. I think anyone can do it as long as they're diligent and they're humble and they're willing to accept help, because it's not a one-man show. Mm-hmm. You know, you do need that support. It's nice to have a great support system. And if you don't have that great support system, that's why we're here. That's why we're doing this podcast, to be your support system. And that's just part of our why and what we want to do in, within our business, Stay Phenomenal. We want to encourage others when we started back in 2018 to show them the struggles that we went through and to show them the highs that we're going through. And the lows that we continue to go through, because it's not all peaches and rainbows over here. It's hard. But if it's hard, that means it's worth it. What do you think, Coop?
I think I have no other words. I think you killed it. You're spitting fire over here. You should be a freaking rapper. I don't know. You just killed it. I really have no words. I'm speechless. I'm crying over here. I don't know. This is going to be the best podcast ever, and we're going to get it there. We're going to make it happen.
Manifesting.
Yeah, baby. We're speaking it out into existence. We're going to become number one in the next year, but it's going to take you guys. We're not asking for any donations. We're not asking for any money, nothing like that. This is just fun for us. This is what we ultimately want to do. We want to build others up. We want to teach people. We want to encourage people, empower people, and I'll just end it at that. Thank you so much for joining us at the Stay Phenomenal podcast. This has been Cooper
and Dez signing off. And as always,
stay phenomenal.